From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a fire in Dubai. A luxury hotel in Dubai was engulfed in flames Thursday night. VOA correspondent Margaret Bashir was dining near the scene.
It went up in flames immediately. It was amazing. We sat down at the table at like 9:15, and at 9:30 approximately local time, the fire started.
The 63-story hotel known as The Address stands across from the world's tallest skyscraper, the Burj Khalifa.
This hotel that's on fire, The Address, is facing the Burj, so it has really the best view in Dubai of the fireworks. So for sure, it was full of people tonight, paying a lot of money to see the fireworks show.
There was no immediate word on the cause of the fire. Flames quickly moved through more than 20 stories of the hotel, blazing brightly in the night sky. Security is tight at New Year's celebrations in cities around the world as authorities confront threatened possible terrorist attacks. In Sydney, one of the first places marking the dawn of 2016, Australians enjoyed one of their biggest fireworks displays ever. In Russia, authorities decided to shut down Moscow's Red Square, a popular spot to ring in the new year. Though not officially acknowledged, the move seems aimed at concerns about terrorism. Also high on the alert is Jakarta, Indonesia, and in Belgium, the capital's annual New Year's celebration was canceled due to fears of terrorism. Paris has also canceled its fireworks show and cut back on plans for the evening. Burkina Faso's Salif Diallo was elected head of the National Assembly, making the ally-turned opponent of ousted leader Blaise Compaoré the second most powerful man in the nation. Diallo was elected a day after Roch Marc Christian Kabore was sworn in as the new president. This is VOA News. For migrants and refugees crossing the Mediterranean trying to reach Europe, 2015 was the deadliest year on record, according to the International Organization for Migration. More than 3,770 people were estimated to have died while making the perilous trip, compared to 3,270 in 2014. Thailand's military government has stifled public dissent since it seized power last year, and the country's universities say it has had an impact on campus. Ron Corbin takes a look.
New York-based Human Rights Watch says since Thailand's armed forces took power in May 2014, more than 750 people have been summoned to report to the military for reconciliation talks. High-profile politicians, activists, and journalists have faced accusations of criticizing or opposing military rule. Professors at the country's most elite universities have not been spared. Local activist network, the Internet Dialogue on Law Reform, says of the 750 detained, at least 65 were lecturers and university professors called in for what has been referred to as attitude adjustment sessions. Ron Corbin, Bangkok, Thailand.
China announced Thursday it has begun building its second aircraft carrier in the latest sign of the nation's rapid modernization of its naval forces. The carrier is being built in the port city of Dalian, according to the Defense Ministry. China's only other carrier, the Liaoning, was purchased from Ukraine in 1998. The Republic of Congo has announced it will hold its presidential election in March. That decision follows the recent approval of a new constitution that will allow President Denis Sassou Nguesso to run for another term. Congo's Minister of Communications says a new National Electoral Committee has been created and a draft electoral law adopted. The election date has been set for March 20th, 2016. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has reiterated that Turkish military forces must withdraw immediately from Iraqi territory. According to media reports, Mr. al-Abadi spoke in a phone call with Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu on Wednesday. Mr. Abadi questioned why Turkey would send its military trainers deep inside Iraqi borders while Islamic State fighters are present at Turkey's border with Syria. A U.S.-based intelligence group says the Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for a shooting earlier this week at an historic fortress in Russia's North Caucasus region of Dagestan. The site intelligence group, which monitors terrorist activity, quoted IS as claiming it targeted a gathering of Russian intelligence officers in the town of Derbent in southern Dagestan. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.